Surah Waqi'ah. When the imminent hour befalls, there is no denying that it will befall. It will be lowering and exalting. When the earth is shaken violently and the mountains are shattered into bits and become scattered dust, you will be three groups. The people of the right hand. And what are the people of the right hand? And the people of the left hand. And what are the people of the left hand? And the foremost ones are the foremost ones. They are the ones brought near to Allah, who will reside in the gardens of bliss. A multitude from the former generations, and a few from the latter ones. On brocaded couches, reclining on them face to face, they will be waited upon by immortal youths, with goblets and ewers and a cup of clear wine, which causes them neither headache nor stupefaction. And such fruits as they prefer, and such flesh of fowls as they desire. And big-eyed maidens, like guarded pearls, a reward for what they used to do. They will not hear therein any vain talk or sinful speech, but only the watchword, peace, peace. And the people of the right hand, what are the people of the right hand? Amid thornless lote trees and clustered spathes and extended shade, and ever-flowing water, and abundant fruits. Neither inaccessible nor forbidden, and noble spouses, we have created them with a special creation, and made them virgins, loving of a like age for the people of the right hand. A multitude from the former generations, and a multitude from the latter ones. And the people of the left hand. What are the people of the left hand? Amid infernal miasma and boiling water, and the shadow of a dense black smoke, neither cool nor beneficial. Indeed, they have been affluent before this, and they used to persist in the great sin, and they used to say, "What, when we are dead and become dust and bones, shall we be resurrected? And our forefathers too?" Say, indeed the former and latter generations will all be gathered for the tryst of a known day. Then indeed, you astray deniers will surely eat from the zakum tree and stuff your bellies with it and drink boiling water on top of it, drinking like thirsty camels. Such will be the hospitality they receive on the day of retribution. We created you, then why do you not acknowledge it? Have you considered the sperm that you emit? Is it you who create it, or are we the creator? We have ordained death among you, and we are not to be outmaneuvered from replacing you with your likes and recreating you in a realm you do not know. Certainly you have known the first Genesis, then why do you not take admonition? Have you considered what you sow? Is it you who make it grow, or are we the grower? If we wish, we turn it into chaff, whereat you are left stunned, saying to yourselves, "Indeed we have suffered loss. No, we are deprived." Have you considered the water that you drink? Is it you who bring it down from the rain cloud, or is it we who bring it down? If we wish, we can make it bitter. Then why do you not give thanks? Have you considered the fire that you kindle? Was it you who caused its tree to grow, or were we the grower? It was we who made it a reminder and a boon for the desert dwellers. So celebrate the name of your Lord, the All Supreme. I swear by the places where the stars set. And indeed it is a great oath, should you know. This is indeed a noble Qur'an, in a guarded book. No one touches it except the pure ones, sent down gradually from the Lord of all the worlds. What? Do you take lightly this discourse, and make your denial of it your vocation? So when it reaches the throat of the dying person, and at that moment you are looking on at his bedside, and we are nearer to him than you are, though you do not perceive, then why do you not restore it if you are not subject to divine dispensation, if you are truthful? Then, if he be of those brought near, there shall be happiness and bounty and a garden of bliss. And if he be of the people of the right hand, then he will be told, "Peace be on you from the people of the right hand." But if he be of the impugners, the astray ones, then a treat of boiling water and entry into hell. Indeed, this is certain truth. So celebrate the name of your Lord, the All Supreme.